Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Motor Mouth podcast. We're actually taking a short break between seasons, but with the news on W Series demise, we reached out to Abby Eaton, one of the W Series stars, to find out exactly what's going on. She sat down with me to talk about the financial model, whether we'll see the series return in 2023, those who don't necessarily put their money where their mouth is, and setting up a grudge match with Alice Powell and Sophia Florish on their differing views. Massive thanks to Abby, who speaks openly and honestly. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Well, let's get straight into it. We've had the news this week that I think everyone was expecting, that W Series was cutting its season short. Presumably, Abby, this wasn't a huge surprise to you.
No, so we were kind of all given a heads up at Singapore that it was actually basically an article had been written about W Series being in financial troubles. So Catherine kind of called a bit of a team meeting and just basically was super honest with us all and just said, look, this is the situation that we're in. You know, we're currently trying to find the budget to be able to make the next two races. You know, we're working hard. As they, you know, I will, you know, highlight that they do all work extremely hard to make it work. Yeah. And, you know, motorsport is a ridiculously expensive sport. And, you know, just to get the cars racing is a lot of money. So, you know, they have our best interests at heart. And, you know, we basically said, well, look, you know, whatever happens, happens. We're all on board with you. But, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed that in a weird way, this article going out might actually have a little silver lining and get us to the next two races.
Yeah. Have you spoken much since then to Catherine? And I know a lot of the drivers are quite close. Presumably you've chatted amongst yourselves as well.
Yeah. So mainly the kind of British drivers, I guess, all chat to each other quite a lot. But, you know, the feeling within the group was, for me personally, and probably a few of the older ones, you know, this is kind of like, you know, we've been through this before. You know, I've had 20 years of racing where, you know, I've had many part seasons or many seasons where I've sat out. So, you know, we wanted to just kind of convey to Catherine that, you know, this isn't new. It is a common thing in motorsport to run out of money, you know, mid-season, or, you know, maybe start the season relying on other investors or whatever coming in. So, you know, we just wanted to make sure that she didn't feel kind of alone, and the rest of the team as well. You know, it's not just Catherine, but, you know, we were appreciative of what they'd done and the kind of work that they'd put in. So, you know, there are going to be other drivers, probably some of the younger drivers that maybe haven't had or gone through this situation where, you know, you kind of have to prop them up a little bit and say, you know, don't worry. And actually the long-term kind of future of W Series is looking really good. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, but, you know, not an ideal way to finish the season.
Well, let's look at the bright side. Obviously, there's been loads of press reports about it, but there have been reports that, well, originally the contractual funds, that there was some investment that didn't come through. That's been widely publicised. But it sounds like from little tidbits that Catherine has said and other bits in the press that there is positive investment talks going on. So although they've curtailed the season this year, what's the general feeling within the group about the future of it? Is it going to come back?
I think so. You know, it's looking positive. And as I mentioned, kind of, you know, when a door shuts, another one opens. And, you know, they've kind of, I suppose, had to take the hard route at the end of this year for the kind of long-term goals of W Series, which is obviously to race again next year and into the future. So there has been a lot of positive conversations. You know, as soon as that actually article went out in Singapore, you know, there's been huge interest, which, you know, too right. So there should be, you know. I'll just remind people that Silverstone was the most watched motorsport event outside of F1 in the UK since 2014. So, you know, the momentum that W Series has got, and, you know, the fan base as well, and the support that we all get, there's no way that it should have ended in this way. And I think that just proves, with the support we've had since the news has come out, that it is looking positive, and there isn't a kind of doom and gloom kind of atmosphere at the series. It's more, right, you know, it's always been hard finding money over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Now's the time to dig even deeper and move on to the next level. And, you know, I suppose one thing we do forget is that, you know, W Series is a startup company, and, you know, in its second year, COVID hit. So, you know, there's probably not many businesses that would have been able to continue in the way that it has done the last, you know, couple of years. So I think this is just part and parcel of a new business, and probably many, many businesses in motorsport as well.
Yeah, it's good to have that dose of realism, because the immediate reaction is that you see the news, you go on Twitter, and it's like the whole world's caving in. You know, it's the end of W Series. We're never going to see it ever again. I suppose one of the challenges they're going to have, though, is that certain drivers aren't going to wait around to see what happens. What are people going to do? Do you think people are just going to go off and have to find other race seats for either the rest of this year or next year? Or do you think some people will be like, right, well, I'll just chill for a bit, hang fire, see what happens, and hopefully just pick things back up again next year?
I think there's a real mixture of drivers in the championship that are in different positions. So there are quite a lot of drivers that don't actually need W Series in terms of they've got a decent budget to go and race other stuff. And there are others that without W Series wouldn't be racing at all. So, you know, I think the ones that have got the budget and the means to go elsewhere, you know, maybe in terms of their kind of security, I think they maybe will look elsewhere. And W Series probably, you know, realise that. You know, some of us are extremely reliant on the championship. And if they can't kind of, you know, commit the same back through, you know, no fault of their own, then, you know, people are going to look elsewhere. But I think that there is a big core group of girls that will be hoping that W Series comes back and, you know, have got their eyes set on doing the championship for next year and so on. So, but I do think there will be some drivers that don't come back.
Yeah. I mean, presumably Jamie will be one of them, because they've given her the title despite finishing early. She is the champion, so three-time champion, which is amazing. But presumably she'll now, well, I think she's going to get paid the full whack for winning the championship again. So presumably she's got a decent budget together now. I assume that we wouldn't see her again next year. Would you go along with that?
I think so. And, you know, I think Jamie gets a lot of stick from the public and even people within motorsport that she's, you know, come back three times. But, you know, what championship can you race in where you get a £500,000 paycheck, or $500,000? You know, you'd be stupid to turn it down. And, you know, ultimately we are here to, yes, make a career, but we also need to make a living and pay bills and earn money. So, you know, the fact that the opportunity was there for her to do that, like, she'd be stupid not to. You know, maybe you can say that's a bit of a failing of the championship to allow her back in to do that. But, you know, ultimately, these are the things that, you know, W Series will probably end up looking at and saying, right, okay, we need to change that, you know, if we want to try and, you know, springboard drivers onto the next level. But you know, I think they're actually looking at themselves as a championship and their kind of position in motorsport as, you know, to start off with, they viewed themselves as a feeder series. So this is where you'd come in, learn, and then you'd go back out into the wild. Yeah. But I think they've kind of changed their kind of mindset a little bit, and they want it to almost be a destination to get to. So, you know, I think that the cars, they're hoping to improve, you know, quicker, almost up to kind of, you know, F2.5, almost that kind of level. And I think, you know, whether it's the right or wrong thing to do, I think probably depending on who you ask, they'll say different. But I think the amount of kind of momentum and status that W Series has got already, I think that actually it's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah. There is a lot of prize money in it. You know, the winner, Jamie, gets what, $500,000, something like that. And then there's a pot that goes amongst the other drivers from there. Could that be, though, some of the failings? Because it, when you look at it from an outsider's perspective, as I do, you look at the prize money, which, as you say, is amazing. You know, what a draw. But then you look at that, and then you look at the sponsorship, which it doesn't, I don't know, maybe there is, doesn't look like there's a huge amount of sponsorship money floating around within it. There's probably some TV money and so on. But do you think there's a fundamental issue with the financial model that perhaps needs changing, and we'll see a slightly different setup to the series next year if it does return?
Not with regards to the prize money. You know, yes, it's a fantastic opportunity, but it's a huge commitment for drivers to do that, you know, with no money. If anything, I would maybe argue that the prize fund should be split between everyone, and everyone gets a wage. Because, you know, it's okay for the 16 and 17 year olds that still live at home, but for people like myself that are 13 and have got bills to pay, you know, we need money coming in. And, you know, you basically have a full year where, you know, you take weeks off, sometimes 2 weeks at a time, because you're racing, and you don't get the money until December. So, you know, that's the part that's difficult. And, you know, the grand scheme of things, $1.5 million is sod all in the, true, you know, for the actual costs involved to run the championship.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And do you think, as a series, you mentioned earlier, it's sort of had to change tack slightly from a feeder series into a destination. Do you think W Series and Catherine can look back and think, regardless of what happens in the future, we've done what we set out to do. We've got more females in the sport. We've raised awareness. Do you think they can be happy with what they've delivered so far?
100%. Like, you can see it down to grassroots already. There are so many more females coming into the sport, and, you know, be it drivers wanting to do marshalling or, you know, engineering, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've never had so many young girls, you know, come up to me when we're at shows or whatever and say, you know, I've been watching you and I'd love to get into motorsport. And, you know, I think it's nice actually that, you know, you'll have like a dad and daughter relationship, and the dad's really into F1. And then, oh, W Series has come on. And then the daughter's like, oh, they're all girls. And it's a really, you know, random kind of interest into it that you wouldn't have had before. And I think that's really lovely. And, you know, again, people will argue and say maybe it's not the right thing to have done, but you cannot argue with the fact that W Series is, I think, since 2019, it's like over 30 girls that they've actually given, you know, seasons of racing to for free. And, you know, that's more than a lot of other people have done. And, you know, one thing that I think maybe is a little bit disappointing about this situation here is, you know, there are a lot of figureheads that, you know, talk about how, you know, equality and inclusivity and diversity and females in motorsport and blah, blah, blah. And actually, this is a really, really good opportunity for them to actually, you know, make their words into actions and, you know, at least get us to the end of the season. And lo and behold, no one has come out of the woodwork from that regard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really the money that is needed is nothing. It's a, you know, drop in the ocean in, you know, relation to the money that they've got in the bank, which, you know, each to their own, I suppose, but it is just disappointing that, you know, you think these people that are talking, is it all just to be part of that bandwagon and to beat that drum? But actually, you know, when it comes to it, where are they now? You know, and that's the disappointing part. But, you know, we're going to bounce back. I'm positive of that. And yeah, it's just another year in motorsport.
It is. And you know, the way you look at it is admirable and very sensible. And like you say, you've been here before. To you, that, you know, it's just another year of scrambling around, finding the right seat and keeping the money coming in. it's interesting the different views on it. We had Sophia Flourish on the show ages ago, not ages ago, 6 months ago, something like that. And we were talking about W Series, and her view is she's in the camp of, well, it's segregation. It's separating the girls and the boys. We should be competing against the boys. Why should we have to, you know, have it easy? What do you say to those kind of arguments that especially from other females who don't see the value in it? Do you think there's any justification for those kind of comments, or do you completely disagree?
Those that have those opinions tend to have a massive bank account and can go and race whatever they want. If you ask any girl in W Series if they would rather be racing in a segregated series or racing with the guys, we would all say with the guys. But the reality is that this is an opportunity that we've got racing paid for, and without that racing, I wouldn't be racing.
Yeah.
You know, and I would love to sit down and just have a proper chat with Sophia, because, you know, she's very vocal about how against W Series she is, which again, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but actually the reality is she's never had to worry about money, and she's never had to worry about, you know, finding a drive, because she's got the financial backing behind her to do what she wants, which is great. I wish we were all in that same position, and then actually W Series probably wouldn't need to exist, because we'd all be able to do the racing that we want to do. But yeah, that could maybe be another podcast.
Yeah, oh God, that'd be a good one. Can you imagine?
We need to get Alice on, because Alice and Sophia always clash on.
Do
on
they?
So we could
maybe you could be the ref, and we could have Alice versus Sophia, and just let them go. Just tee them up with a difficult question, and just let them go at it.
Amazing.
I can. That would fly. No, it is interesting, and it's hugely sad. And touch wood, people will find new opportunities, or it'll come back next year, all guns blazing, and people will get their race seats. For you personally, what's the next step? Are you going to sit and wait and see what happens with W Series, or presumably you've got to explore other avenues?
Yeah, I've always got the feelers out. You know, it's no secret that kind of single seaters is not really where I wanted to go, the route that I wanted to go down. You know, it's always been kind of GTs and touring car type stuff for myself. And, you know, since the accident, it takes quite a lot to, you know, physically to drive these single seaters. They are extremely tough to drive. And actually, you know, people that say, you know, and I think it was Alice was jumping into another car, and this guy was like, the steering's really heavy, like, you know, you'll have to just take your time. And Alice is like, this is really light in comparison to, like, you know, what we drive. So you know, I definitely am looking at alternative championships to race in. It's not as a driver, you don't want to be, you know, in kind of the top 10, you want to be in the top 3 at least. So for me, the only thing that's holding me back is the amount of pain that I'm in. So yeah, I'll be looking
still
for
in pain.
You're still
feeling the effects. Yeah.
It's any moment driving that car is not ideal. Again, it is what it is, but I want to be looking elsewhere where I can actually drive the car how I want to drive it and how it should be driven, and not curse all the way around the track. So yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, well, touch wood. Hopefully you find something soon. Let us know your plans when you've got them. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on to have a chat about it. I think there's a lot of people that'd be really interested to hear your views. It sounds like, sort of reading between the lines, that W Series is still in a positive place. Despite the sort of, not the shock news, but the news that it can't finish the season, touch wood, that means that next year it can come back all guns blazing, and hopefully we'll see you there, if not somewhere else in a paddock. But really appreciate it. Abby, thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for listening to the Motormouth podcast. Do make sure you give us a follow on our socials, Twitter at Motormouth _, Instagram at Motormouth _official, and Facebook, just search Motormouth. You can also download the Motormouth app, where you can get exclusive video content from MMTV, create your own social profile to interact with other fans, and check up on all the latest happenings with whatever motorsport takes your fancy. We're also proud to be supporting the Brain Tumor Charity too, so make sure you check the links in the podcast description to find out how you can help cure brain tumours quicker. Don't forget to like, subscribe and review. And until next time, you've been listening to the Motormouth podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.